This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, April 9th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Season average price estimates for wheat, corn, soybean, soy meal, cheese, and cotton all raised slightly in the Agriculture Department's latest World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, the WASD report published today. The April WASD is the last report focusing on the current crop year. The May report will include estimates for the new crop year. USDA World Outlook Board Chair Mark Janowski noted a 90% of the year has already been marketed. Nonetheless, the latest report shows the season average farm price for wheat up a nickel, $5 a bushel. Corn up a nickel at $4.15. Soybean price up a dime at $10.30 a bushel. Season average soybean meal price up $10 at $3.10 a short ton. Soybean crush expectations up 35 million. Exports lowered, leaving the ending stocks figure unchanged. Janowski attributing part of the reduction in exports to strong competition from South America, where prices are lower than here in the U.S. Stronger competition from Brazil also added to the reduced anticipated broiler meat exports. Cotton price up a penny at 61 cents a pound. Ending stocks for wheat raised in the report to 938 million bushels. That 10% higher than last year, the largest amount since the 2019-2020 marketing year. More soybeans are expected to be crushed here stateside, according to the USDA today. That's directing soy supplies away from exports. The USDA again projecting 35 million bushel uptick in the amount of soy crushed, 2.61 billion bushels. Increased demand from the domestic biofuel industry expected to grow that domestic soy crush. USDA released its outlook for soybeans consumed for export this marketing year, 1.54 billion bushels. The USDA attributed the change to soy crushing to increase soybean meal domestic use, while also exports reduced on recorded pace to date and higher South American shipments. Some numbers left unchanged. The corn carryout for 25-26 still at 2.127 billion bushels unchanged. The soy estimate unchanged at 350 million. Wheat was up 7 million bushels. On the global scheme for 25-26, the global carry for corn at 294.8 million metric tons. A month ago, that was 292.8. Soybeans in carry, 124.8 metric tons. A month ago, that was 125.3. For wheat, the figure is higher, up to 283.1 million metric tons. A month ago, 277. For Brazil, the corn crop is estimated at 132 million metric tons and soybeans at 180 billion, both even with the forecast 30 days ago. In Argentina, the corn crop at 52 million metric tons and soybeans at 48 million metric tons, both even with last month's forecast. The Environmental Protection Agency today proposing weakening rules governing the safe disposal of ash produced by burning coal. Those regulations strengthened under the Biden administration as a part of a wider crackdown on pollution from coal-fired power plants. The revisions would also make it easier to reuse coal ash for other purposes. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said the proposal reflects the agency's, quote, commitment to restoring American energy dominance, strengthening cooperative federalism, and accommodating unique circumstances for certain coal ash facilities. Finally, Kentucky has become the most recent state to pass a bill limiting liability for pesticide manufacturers, that after state lawmakers overrode the governor's veto of SB 199. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. American sugar beet and sugarcane farmers and workers help keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar. Family farming legacies, American manufacturing jobs, and our national food security need strong farm and trade policies. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Nally.